BBC Radio Gloucestershire.
Steve Kitchen and Breakfast.
Now, specialist knives and forks, wheelchairs, computer equipment, just some of the things that people with motor neuron disease may have to fund for themselves. The Motor Neuron Disease Association, the MND, supports those affected by the disease and want to raise awareness of the cost of care. And as part of doing so, a parliamentary reception was held yesterday at Westminster to highlight these problems to MPs. Chris James is Director of External Affairs at the charity and told me how costs can add up.
It's variable cost. You get the one-off large payments. So, for example, people will need to try and convert their homes to make them accessible for wheelchairs as their mobility begins to go with MND. And, of course, it can progress very, very quickly. And so that's a major problem. And then there are sort of what one might call enhanced costs. So things like your heating bills will increase because you're at home more often. You have less mobility, so you get colder. Your insurance costs will go up when you have a condition like motor neuron disease. So all these things put a huge financial burden. And we approximate that there will be an extra £12,000 a year for someone with MND to help them cope with the impact of the condition.
Well, Alex Chalk is the MP for Cheltenham. He was there yesterday after being contacted by people in his constituency affected by the disease.
It was an incredibly moving occasion, and some really, really powerful points were being made by the MND Association. And I suppose, you know, the one really big thing that I took away was this business about the indignity of reassessment. So if you get a PIP, a Personal Independence Payment Award, quite rightly, then, you know, really that should be with you for your life. This is a degenerative disease. People don't recover from it. And the concern that people have to go through the hassle and indignity of having to be reassessed, that struck me as being wrong. I know the government is trying to improve that, but it seems to me we've really, really got to get on top of that because it's just not humane to have people going through that sort of indignity.
Well, Mike Crisp from Cheltenham was one of those who got in touch with Alex Chalk to attend the reception yesterday. He's one of 42 people in Gloucestershire known to be living with motor neuron disease. And Mike joins me in the studio this morning. Good morning, Mike. Thank you
very
much for coming in.
Thank you.
It's been a year to the month, isn't it, actually diagnosed?
Yeah, October the 4th.
And how has motor neuron disease affected your life in that year?
I've seen massive changes, really. It started off with a bit of a dodgy hand, which I found difficult, you know, gripping things and turning knobs and switches. It's progressed to my other hand as well, and you can hear it started to affect my voice slightly, so it's a bit slurry, and I've actually started to lose some balance as well, so I'm okay going upstairs, but coming down I very much have to hold on to something because I'm just a bit too wobbly.
And you've recently sold your house. This is preparing, I guess, for life with a wheelchair.
Yeah, absolutely. The home where we live now just isn't suitable for somebody who, you know, let's face it, I am going to be in a wheelchair sooner rather than later. We've had to do a big house hunt. We kind of managed to talk ourselves out of a bungalow. So we bought somewhere that will allow us to make some real adaptations to. You know, we need to go in and really tear it apart, start again, sort of DIY SOS style. You know, doors wider, ramp access, things like that, just to allow me to live a life downstairs while I can.
And these are costs that everybody with MND is going to have to live with.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I still think myself at the start of the journey, really.
Yeah.
So my costs aren't as high as others have. So I don't need a powered wheelchair yet, but I will. You know, and I don't want a basic NHS one. I want more than a few gadgets and bells and whistles on. You know, but they can be upwards of £10,000. I need some adaptation to my car. So in the new year, we'll be looking at a new car, which will have steering aids, handbrake aids, indicators, that kind of thing. And all those are extra costs that you wouldn't normally have to have.
So 1 year in, how much do you think you've spent now just on things to help you with motor neuron disease?
It's probably, you know, maybe £2,000-£3,000 extra stuff that we've had to buy, stuff like holiday insurance. Obviously, I've got an extensive bucket list that I want to get through, which involves travel. But each time, you know, a standard holiday policy doesn't cover me anymore, So I'm having to pay per journey, you know, and it's £20-30 just for a trip to Europe, for example.
Right, okay. And you, so you're noticing that already. And you, we were hearing there from the guy from the Motor Neuron Disease Charity there that that insurance is something which you definitely will see an increased cost.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand it to an extent, but I can still walk on and off the plane without any issues. But I understand they do need to increase policies just in case anything happens, but those are one of the things you have to cover, really.
And you're only 42 yourself. You've got a toddler of a lad, which is also going to sponge up a bit of money as he grows as well. How are you kind of managing your finances, and how are you going to work out how you're going to be able to do this?
Well, this is one of the things, is that everything that they look at is based on my situation now. So both myself and my partner Becky, we're both working full-time, and these grants that were for facilities grants, for example, they're means tested. So, you know, they look at both of our incomes and say, well, you don't need any help. The fact is, I won't be working in a year's time, maybe, and Becky intends to be my primary carer, so her income will be massively reduced as well. So between us, you know, we won't have a huge income coming in. So we will be relying on, I don't know what we're relying on, to be honest with you, friends, family. I'll continue to work as long as possible. Becky will do special events that she does. But, you know, it's really a bit of a dark corner as to where we turn.
Yeah, and I know you recently had Cheltenham Rugby held a big fundraising day for MND and for your son Freddie as well, which went really well. You've got a really good friendship circle and a really good spirit, because being a former rugby player yourself in the county, that's going to be a big part, I guess, in the future for you as well.
Yeah, I mean, I am lucky. I know lots of plasterers, lots of plumbers, builders, landscapers, and they've all said they're happy to, you know, come and chip in and help out. And, you know, the rugby family really does pull together when it needs to. So they're very much behind me already. You know, they've made donations towards Freddie's fund, as we're calling it. So, you know, he'll have something to fall back on in the future. But they're all keen to get involved and help in any way they can.
And finally, you sent the email to Alex Chalk asking him if he wouldn't mind dropping in yesterday. He went along. It says he was generally touched by what he saw and had lots of things to think on. What one main thing would you hope that the MPs got out of it, really?
I think the key thing yesterday was just a recognition that, you know, you don't get better. There is no magic cure. So to make somebody with MND have to go through a reassessment to say, do you deserve the benefits you're currently on? If they can get rid of that, then that's a really big step forward.
Mike, good luck with things. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And all our best to Freddie as well.
Thank you.
He'll keep you on your toes.
He will.
He certainly will. Thank you very much indeed. Mike Crisp joining us in the studio this morning. One of 42 people in Gloucestershire known to be living with motor neuron disease. And as I said, the MPs met at Westminster yesterday to talk a bit about, well, to find out a bit about just the challenges that people with MND and their families are facing, and maybe how they can help in the future.